Now, if you stand with your back to the river, let me present two armored personnel carriers, the M113 and Grizzly. These small vehicles were deployed on missions of peace and made it possible to protect the troops against light weaponry. Finally, on the other side of the boat ramp, you can see the naval signal cannon that belonged to Her Majesty's Canadian ship Mackenzie. This 6-pound cannon fired shining projectiles in order to signal the presence of the ship. The Mackenzie was a destroyer escort and was in service from 1962 to 1972. Thereafter, the cannon was used to celebrate the officer cadet's graduation ceremony. A little further on, you will find the anchors of the HMS Fury, which were withdrawn from the ship of the Captain William Edward Parry, a British pioneer in the exploration of the Canadian Arctic Archipelago in the 1820s. These voyages are part of the great exploration that took place in Canada's north in hopes of discovering the Northwest Passage. We can simply admire the courage of these men who explored the Arctic in wooden ships. Captain Parry had two ships, and it was during his third expedition in 1825 that the Fury was trapped in ice and abandoned on Somerset Island in present-day Nunavut. The anchors were recovered 100 years later. Now, let us benefit from the peaceful riverside, and we can gain energy before embarking on the rest of our visit. When you are ready to set out again towards point number 8, I will invite you to adjust your watch with our sundial offered by the ex-cadets.